Chapter 10, The Mystery of Morgan's Library.
"I can't believe we took a trip to Morgan's library," said Annie.
Jack smiled and nodded.
"It was incredible, wasn't it?" said Annie.
"Yeah," said Jack.
A strong breeze gusted through the treehouse window. It blew open their research book about San Francisco. Annie reached for the book.
"Jack," she said, "look at this."
She pointed to a photograph in the research book. It showed a boy and a girl covered with dirt. The boy held a sign. It was the poem about hope. Annie read the caption aloud.
"After the earthquake, while fires raged through the city, two brave children tried to give hope to others."
Annie laughed.
"Those brave children are us," she said. "That's the picture Fred took of us before we left San Francisco."
Jack laughed and shook his head with amazement. Annie closed the book.
"I guess we are two brave kids who try to give hope," she said. "We just gave some to King Arthur, didn't we?"
"King Arthur?" said Jack.
"Yeah," said Annie.
She started down the rope ladder.
"That was a mystery of Morgan's library. We had to give four special writings to King Arthur so he could get his hope and courage back and save Camelot."
"That wasn't King Arthur," said Jack.
He threw on his pack and followed Annie.
"Sure it was,"
said Annie, stepping onto the ground.
"Didn't you hear him say, 'I'm just an ordinary king'? Get it? King."
"But King Arthur's not an ordinary king," said Jack.
"Well, he thinks so," said Annie. "I know it was him. I feel it."
She smiled. Then she started through the Frog Creek woods. Jack stared after her.
"King Arthur?"
As birdsong filled the early morning woods, Jack thought about their visit to Morgan's library. He remembered the sad king and how their writings seemed to give him strength. Maybe Annie was right. Maybe they really had helped King Arthur save Camelot. And maybe someday they would go back.
"Hurry, Jack," Annie called, "before Mom and Dad wake up."
"Coming," Jack shouted. And he took off after her, running for home, finally.
We hope you have enjoyed this unabridged listening library production. Thank you for listening. This program was produced and directed by Lewis Milgram. Original music by John Guth. Tonight on the Titanic. Buffalo Before Breakfast. Tigers at Twilight. Dingoes at Dinner Time. Civil War on Sunday. Revolutionary War on Wednesday. Twister on Tuesday. Earthquake in the Early Morning. Text copyright 1999, 2000, and 2001 by Mary Pope Osborne. Production copyright 2005, Random House Inc. All rights reserved.
Hello, this is Jim Dale, narrator of the Harry Potter audiobook series. Listening to audiobooks isn't just great entertainment, it's also a great way for your family to experience and enjoy books together. Studies have shown that listening to stories read aloud helps children build vocabulary, improve their reading skills, and succeed more readily in school. It's an important step on the road to becoming a good reader, and one of the best ways to help ensure a lifelong love of literature for the children you care about. Check your local retailer for the wide selection of audiobooks available from Listening Library. Or if you would like to visit us online for more information, check our website at www.listeninglibrary.com. Thank you, and happy listening.